We're here with another installment of Hooray for Coach is here on MyFM. We are speaking with a young lady who is well-known in the Gananoque and Thousand Islands area in the sport of baseball and softball. Arlene Cartwright is here with us today. Arlene, thank you so much for joining us. It's an honor to have you here. And first things first, we want to know, how did you get involved in coaching?
Probably playing the sport and working my way up through and having children that were very invested in sports. So my husband and myself were, of course, involved in those teams. And then the building of the baseball diamond was the big thing. And I have actually gotten out a paper from the opening of the 1991 baseball diamond that lists each All-Ontario team from Gananoque. We have had some absolutely premier athletes coming out of this town. We have got to have some good coaches to do that. And we have not only hockey, but we've had baseball, we've had paddling. We even had one coach by the name of Rick Small who took two teams, hockey teams, in the mid-80s to the Ontario finals and won them. Won the entire province. So we all need to be very proud of that. And of course, in my business as a sports photographer, I have seen generations of coaches in this town come and go. It is a volunteer position, and I would like to remind people that there isn't any pay for this. These people do this out of the goodness of their heart. Anyone I've met, they're wonderful people who love children and have contributed a lot to sports in this town.
And, you know, over the years, I mean, you've seen so many coaches come through here. Some are still involved in it. Some are not involved anymore. What have you gotten out of your experiences over the years?
Oh, a lot of happiness to see the kids develop. They come to the arena, they come to the baseball diamond, and they sort of don't know what they're doing. And by the end of the year, with these coaches helping, they're having so much fun, and they learn about fair play and competition, and it's all good.
And if somebody came to you or a coach that you've known in the area and said, I'd like to become a baseball coach, or I'd like to be, you know, a coach of something, what advice would you have for that person?
Oh, I would highly recommend it, and it is a wonderful way to get involved in the community, and it's very rewarding. It really is. When you go home at night and you've heard these kids, you know, you've taught them something, and then you see them do it, and you go home and you think, yeah, that's what I do this for. That's what it's all about.
And you've, like you said, you've seen a lot of great coaches over the years, and what are some of the more, memorable times or memorable moments that you've seen over the years involving some local coaches and maybe yourself as well?
Well, like I say, I mentioned Rick Small, and I mean, our junior B team has been unbelievable, you know, 30 years of being in the town. And I can remember from when my son played hockey in the 1980s, there was a coach that would come down to the arena who had no children, out of the goodness of his heart, would come to that arena every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 and coach the kids. His name was Steve Jackson, and he did that for years. Avid Boston Bruins fan, and he always wanted his kids to have the Boston Bruins shirt on, and they were very proud. They really were. It was wonderful.
And, you know, you yourself, you've accomplished a lot over the years. What are you most proud of for everything that you've done over the years?
I've got to say the baseball diamond. And all that led up to building that baseball diamond. All the tournaments, the ball hockey and the dances and the snow pitch tournaments, and people to this day still come and say it was the best time of their life.
To hear more from Arlene, you can check out our website at gananoquenow.ca.